Good morning to everybody. Man, I don't know. You know, I don't know what I'm going to talk about right now. What am I going to talk about right now? I didn't have any weird dreams except for the one I wrote down. And we'll take that later. I didn't wake up with any weird song in my head.
I got a question.
Yeah.
When you have these dreams, do you have to write them down as soon as you wake up? Or do you really remember them for a long period of time?
I can't remember my dreams for very long. Can you?
No.
It's weird because, like, when you wake up and you remember, you're like, okay, I'm just going to make a note to myself in my head. Remember this because this is really weird. And even when you commit to it like that, you
still
can't
forget.
Yeah. You know, maybe what I want to talk about is, like, you know, occasionally we get the emails here at Morning Sedition. That's sedition at airamericaradio.com. And we really appreciate all of your emails, and we're glad that you have that kind of free time to go ahead and email us wherever you're working. And, you know, it's weird. I'm the kind of person that if, like, there's 20 great emails, if there's one guy out there who's going, hey, man, you suck, I don't like what you do, you're the worst, and I'm gonna put your picture up in my bathroom and just throw hate at you every morning that I wake up. If I get one of those emails, which is pretty elaborate for me to even think about that, for me to go, you know, to project that amount of hatred towards me onto somebody else to put it back at me, implies something about me. But we're not going into that.
Maybe you should keep an email diary in addition to your dream diary.
All I'm saying is that I'm the type of cat who, like, you know, I will look right past the 15 good ones to the one bad one and say, what's that guy talking about? Does he have a point? I'm incapable of, like, you know, really sort of taking in any compliments. Like, I'm the kind of person that if somebody says to me, I used to be really bad. Someone could just walk up to me and go, hey, how's it going? I'm like, why, is there a problem? you know, like, literally, like, you know, good morning. What are you saying exactly? Are you saying that I'm making your morning bad somehow? Like, I cannot interpret, you know, anything that's complimentary is being honest or trustworthy.
So if somebody says, have a nice day to you, you kind of freak out.
Yeah, if somebody, especially if they walk by and they're smiling and they say, have a nice day, I'm like, what is that guy up to? What could that have possibly meant? Mm. Am I the only one? You don't have this?
Sometimes within moments of
self-doubt,
non-lucidity.
And you too?
I guess there is something that is too much coffee. I think maybe you've gone over the edge of that coffee thing and getting to that kind of nervous, semi-paranoid.
No.
Have it in for me.
I'm always semi-paranoid. All I'm trying to do is, like, do you ever get, like, when you hear a compliment, what does it do for you? Like, if I said, hey, great job, would you just go, I guess? Yes, I do that.
I assume that any compliment anybody ever gives me is either, you know, insincere or a mistake.
All right, so we're on the same page.
What, you mean it was meant for a different Sue Ellicott?
No, it just, or else I'll blush. I'll just look embarrassed.
Like you are now.
And I'll look down.
It's because I think that we're hard on ourselves because we have high expectations out of ourselves. But I just know, and I guess most people are like this.
No, for me it's about being British and that we're all supposed to be unworthy. We're supposed to be humble and unworthy, and we know we're all useless. That's how we were all kept in our place for so many centuries.
Is that where that comes from, that Victorian-style repression?
Yeah,
I think
it comes from school in England, being, you know, beaten over the knuckles with rulers and whacked on the back when you couldn't do your times tables and made to stand on a chair if you didn't know 7 times 8 and you couldn't get down again.
Until the teacher next
called on you and you got the sum right.
Wow.
It's years and years of humiliation.
And I just do that to myself.
Everything you just said. It's amazing.
I get the same effect just from waking up. It's unbelievable.
Well, what can I say? Maybe it's just human nature.
No, this is unusual to me. I went to military school, so we went through all of that humiliation in just about 3 years' time.
I'm just in recovery, but in recovery from a British upbringing.
Do they have that? Is there a program?
It's not a 12-step. It's like 1,012.
Wow.
Look out.